time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Hey everybody, welcome to Inside the Genie's Lamp podcast, where we go on a deep dive to help you discover how to move on from yo-yo diets and away from toxic diet culture. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Travis Murrells. I'm the owner and a head coach of The Fitness Genie. I've battled extremely poor mental health, manic depression, crippling anxiety, homelessness, and the absolute rock bottom that comes with those depressive thoughts. Fast forward to today, however, I've coached over 1,000 people to reduce anxiety, heal their relationships with food, themselves, and their body. Now we have an amazing, outstanding team coaching women all over the globe to achieve the body, but more importantly, the life that they want to be living. So if you're someone that is ready to move on from the classic 90s fad diets, Slimming World, Jenny Craig, unsustainable 1,200 calorie meal plans, and you want some freedom in your life, then this is the podcast for you. All of our coaching is one-on-one and 100% customized to the individual. We find a middle ground to start from and build the program around the client, as opposed to trying to get a client to fit our system. We decided to say fuck it, throw out the previous designs of the fitness industry and create something that actually works, designing it from scratch every time a new client wants to change their life and signs up. So I'm not going to keep you any longer. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram so you can engage when we're looking for feedback, ideas, discussion topics, and all that fun stuff. But otherwise, enjoy this episode of Inside the Genie's Lamp. Everybody, welcome back. Today we are going to be talking about resistance. So I think I'm just going to dive straight in. Don't be scared of resistance, because it's going to tell you what you need to hear. It's not going to tell you what you want to hear. God, I cannot get comfy. Why do I always start these things before I get comfy? So where can I put myself on this camera? Let's go here. Good enough. So yeah, don't be scared of resistance. No matter what it's doing, if it's work, if it's gym, if it's anything going on in your life, the resistance is essentially what we're looking for, because it's going to tell us what we need. It's not going to really tell us what we want, but it's going to tell us what we need. And if I can just leave it as health and fitness for right now, what I mean by it's going to tell you what you need is every time that someone has lost weight or any time someone has gone through a massive health and fitness journey, it's typically been easy in the sense of it's done for you. Easy in the sense of if you just do this meal plan and move like this at this time, there's very little thought that goes into it, right? It's usually pretty damn easy. Until obviously you start to get hungry and tired and all of those things from essentially just over-restricting and, you know, doing an absolutely fucking miserable plan, really. But it was easy in the sense of you didn't have to think about it. It was easy in the sense of you could just show up every day and do what was already planned for you, and that was it. That's as easy as it was. So there's not a lot of resistance there. And the big resistance from those typical programs are going to be coming in the sense of, I just have to push a little bit more and then I'm finished. If I can get through these next 2-3 weeks, then it's over. And that's it. It's very short term, very short term. I'm just going to leave it there. And anyone can do anything for 2-3 weeks, even if it's completely miserable, because they know it's going to end. At the end of this 2-3 weeks, I can go back and do whatever the fuck I was doing previously. There's no real enlightened journey or goal at the end of those typical programs because there's fuck all resistance. And I was having a coaching call with a client last week and I was like, we're being hit with resistance in absolutely every direction. So what we're going to do is we're going to pick whatever feels like the biggest resistance right now, depending on where you're at. Some people focus on the biggest resistance, some because that's the capacity that they have. Other people focus on the lowest resistance because that's a capacity that they have. So there's two things that we need to be doing. First off, what is your capacity? Do you have the capacity to take on a rather large task? If so, let's face the biggest resistance. And if you don't, then let's do the little one. But for this client in particular, I was like, let's focus on the biggest resistance that we have in front of us right here. What is it going to be? And obviously, again, as soon as I said that, it was like, ooh, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if that's in the stars or that's in the cards for me. I just don't know if I can do that. It's like, cool, why not? Eventually, through that call, we figured out that it was really just because it was a resistance. It wasn't because she couldn't do it. It was because she was, oh, I don't really want to do that because it's scary and it's a resistance and I don't really want to do it. Which is a perfectly normal response from a person. I haven't done this before. I'm probably not going to be good at it. And it makes me uncomfortable. I don't want to do it. Whenever we are faced with fear or resistance or whatever it is, we want to run from it because that's just a typical human response. Some of us, lucky fuckers like myself, are going to be, hey, that's scary as all shit. I love it. Let's do it. Let's dive in. I wasn't always like that, but I've taught myself to be like that. And it's from looking for resistances because it tells you what you need to do or what you need to focus on or what needs to happen for us to progress forward or what needs to happen for us to move backwards because we're just pushing into resistance for the sake of it. So what I mean by this whole, the resistance is going to tell us what we need. Resistance is going to come up in terms of, again, we'll just say health and fitness. We're doing this health and fitness journey and it's all going really well. And then there is inevitably going to be a point where someone says, oh my God, I don't think I can do this. Or I forgot to track this week, or I couldn't track this week, or it wasn't perfectly ideal for me in this sense of this program. That's typically where people get lost. And what I want to do is say that's a good thing. It's really good that this happened. Because if you have worked with me in any capacity, you know one of the first things that I say before you even give me money and we go through this massive journey together, one of the first things I say is we want this to be bumpy. We want this to be a pretty shit journey. Because it's going to be a lot easier for us to be able to move through the shit stuff that's going to happen. It's either it happens now in the program while you've got me, two weekly check-ins, the community. I mean, you've always got the community. But it's going to be a lot easier to move through those obstacles, hurdles, road bumps, everything while you've got me or Lindsay or Laura there, your one-on-one coach there to guide you through everything on a coaching call. And then also through the email... And then also through the email check-ins. Excuse me. I'm dying over here. As opposed to either we do that then with all of that support and accountability, or we have the absolute perfect, most ideal program in the world. The exact same thing has happened for you every single time you've tried to do a diet. And then when we finish the program and the accountability goes away and the coaches go away and we're like, yep, awesome. Let us know if you need anything. You've always got us for lifetime support. We can do A, B, and C. Then it happens. Do you think you are going to be super well equipped to be able to deal with all those road bumps, obstacles, and everything by yourself? Or do you think you're going to be better equipped to handle them while you're with a coach? Probably with a coach, right? Well, if I can guarantee with a coach. So the thing that we're looking at there is let's create this program to have some triggers in it, to have some resistances in it, because our big mission statement is we want to coach you so that we don't have to continuously coach you. We want to make ourselves redundant, and we can't make ourselves redundant if there's nothing to actually focus or work on. And if there's nothing to focus or work on, you're just going to be paying for a program that you've always done that's going to be way more expensive. Yeah, you're going to get some fucking awesome results for it, and hopefully you are like the 2, 3, 4 clients that I've had in 7 years where I've done this program for them and it has been that program, but then there's just been a few little drops of wisdom or something that I've said or something they've said and I'm like, oh, that's interesting, why do you think that? And that is enough for them to be like, oh, fuck, and change their complete lifestyle and habits and belief systems around maybe 2 coaching calls. I've had, I'm going to say at most 4 people in seven years now that have done that. And that's fucking awesome. And I don't feel like I'm doing anything. But it's awesome that I can have 2 or 3 coaching calls with someone and they go, holy fuck, you hit the nail on the head. That's amazing. This is brand new me and this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. And I end up doing that. And if you want that, go into where you're listening to this podcast right now. Scroll down until you see a podcast interview there with Laurel, who finished. And then we interviewed her 6 months after. So in the 9 months, she'd lost 30 odd kilos, I think. And she was one of those perfect clients that just came in. We hit the nail on the head. Our coaching calls were maybe 20 minutes long. the numbers for the nutrition was there, the focus points for the email, like, hey, this week we're really going to be focusing on this. And she was like, yep, awesome. She would go out and shop and do all that shit. And she was just ultra committed. It was barely fuck all coaching. But when there were a few resistance points, that's where the calls went for 45 minutes, maybe even 50 minutes. And that's where we really went into the, why is this happening? What can we do about it when it comes up again? Those are the fun things about the coaching that we do to be able to make ourselves redundant so that you can go off and live the rest of your life without having to pay us again. So what I mean when I say we're looking for resistance is because we're looking for where the hurdle is, because it's either it comes up with us or it comes up by yourself. Hey everybody, just wanted to jump in here to remind you that Christmas is just around the corner, and one of our busiest time periods for signups is late November through to around about mid-December. One of two things happens around this time. One, people either start for around about 4 to 8 weeks before Christmas, obviously depending on their start date, so that they can get the foundations of their health journey and what works for them in the tangible sense. Then when we come back into it in the new year, we just flick the switch, keep doing what we were doing, and away we go. Or, number two, what's most common for clients of mine is they lay down their deposit and start paying off the program now so that their payment schedule is extended, which helps out the budget a lot. From there, they're locked in and ready to go for when we come into the new year, knowing that they're secured, we have a start date, they have their program already in hands, they're in and they're committed to smash out the new year with a coach that is not going to let them fall into another shitty resolution thing that they've always done. This is the last quote-unquote weight loss thing that you will ever do for a resolution. We can guarantee you that because we teach our clients to make us redundant. So if you are interested in this, check out our website for details, www.thefitnessgenie.com.au. or visit the link in our Instagram bio for everything else Fitness Genie. But for now, back to the episode. So it's either going to tell us that A, we need to push through this barrier because that's the thing that we're going to be able to need to do. That was a fucking sentence. A, we're looking for the barrier because of, let me say that whole thing again. We're looking for the barrier because either A, it's going to tell us that this is the thing that we need to do to be able to get to where we want to go. Like, this is the wall that needs to be broken down. This is the breakthrough that needs to be happened. That needs to be happened? It technically works. That needs to be happened. That's the morning we're having, folks. This is the breakthrough that is required for us to achieve what we want to achieve. That's as simply as I can put it. A, that's the thing that's going to happen. Or B, this resistance is here and this is brand new and we don't know why it's coming up. But if we break through this resistance, what lies on the other end of it? Not much. We can just say that, hey, we were disciplined and we got to the other end and that's about it. So in that instance, hey, maybe this resistance is here to tell us that we're going the wrong way. Because on the other end of this, we can see there's not a massive win for us. So the cost versus benefit is not really going to outweigh it. But if we get to one resistance of like, oh my God, I'm sick of tracking food. And then we have a little bit of a resistance in there. But then we get through it and we're like, oh, tracking food is so much easier now. The cost benefit is going to be cost. We keep doing and self-sabotaging and doing the things that we've always done, which have honestly, A, led us to have a shit life anyway. Or we sacrifice the short-term comfortability and push through the resistance to be able to get to a place of food acceptance, to be able to track, to not be obsessive with it, to then obviously that leads into not being obsessive with the food and knowing roughly what is in our food at an eyeball level as opposed to always needing to track it. But in order to know what's in the food, we first need to track it to know what's in it. So tracking is really just an insight tool to be able to coach you long-term for, oh, that's roughly 200 grams. I know that in this 200 grams, that's about 300 calories. Yeah, it's pretty good. Or even just what I'm doing at the moment of just eyeballing my cereal in the morning. I used to weigh it out every single morning, but now I'm eyeballing it and still tracking it as 80 grams, but I'm just like, yeah, it's probably 80. But I'm doing it in a way that's, oh, I should err on the side of caution because I'm trying to lose or maintain weight. I'm trying to not overeat. So in my head, I'm like, it's probably about 80. I'm just going to say that it's 80, but I'm going to err on the side of caution. If it comes out to 70, who cares? I'm not even going to know. I'm just going to say that it's 80 grams. So the resistance is always going to tell us what we need to hear. It's not going to tell us what we want to hear, because what you want to hear is, don't worry about it. It's all going to work out in the end. It doesn't matter if you put in work now or in 20 years. The weight's just going to come off. And there's also this massive lemon meringue that's only 10 calories for the whole thing. That's what I want to fucking hear. That I can eat whatever I want and calories don't matter. But unfortunately, that's all that matters when it comes to weight gain and weight loss, is the energy or the potential energy that we are consuming and or not using. Calories. Whew, this is going to be an absolute Nelly of a podcast.
It's going to be an absolute doozy right there. It's going to be quite a podcast when we get some of the clips out of this one.
So, when you're met with resistance, it's super important that you let yourself know that this is important. That you're either going the right way or that you need to dial it back a bit. But that's going to come from self-reflection. And the only way that you're really going to know, is it the right way or is it not the right way, is what is the cost benefit of this? If I keep pushing through this, am I going to get what I want on the other end of this? Or is it just going to be something to be like, oh, well, you know, at least I did it, but I fucking hate it and I'm probably going to give up maybe 1 or 2 weeks after if I have to continue this exact same path. So then that's where it's like, okay, let's dial back, reevaluate, create a new program, and then figure out where we need to go from there. The resistance, 8 times out of 10, is going to be something to push through to figure out why is it here, what can we do about it, and then get to a place of, ultimately, love, acceptance, achieve your results, and live the life that you want to be living. Because right now, a lot of people have a comfort circle or a comfort zone that is like this big. And what we do by, and if you can't see this big, imagine this big. It's small. So, a lot of people have a comfort zone that is about this big. And a lot of coaches out there, particularly the fucking holistic health gurus out there, that are like, you should avoid your triggers at all costs, and you should make sure that you're always in a flow state and do this and that. Fuck you. No, you shouldn't. Because you're never going to always be in a flow state. You're never going to always be motivated. You're never going to be like, oh yeah, I want to do this. No. If you have or know anyone that falls under the title of holistic health guru and they're saying you should avoid your triggers at all cost, fuck them off, because they're not there for the greatest interest of you. They're just pushing their greater spiritual belief, which, you know, is all good for them. But unfortunately, it's just not going to help you, because that idea or that belief system of you should always be in a flow state and that you should never be triggered in your life, that's really just saying, I want you to avoid everything that's going to be any sort of any resistance ever, and just do these things that feel comfortable to you. You know what comes to you in your comfort zone? Fucking nothing. So why are you spending all of your times telling someone, hey, you're going to achieve absolutely fucking nothing in your life, but you're going to feel okay about it. And then you'll hit a point in your 40s or 50s and you'll have a midlife crisis and be like, man, I wonder if fucking Jessica is still going to be able to give me my lemon water and get me into a flow state. That was fucking awesome. Remember when I did that when I was 25 and it worked? No. It's fucking stupid. So what we do in the meantime, I'm sorry if you're a holistic health guru, you've picked a fucking shit career, pick a better one. This man woke up and chose violence today. Down with the holistic health gurus. Oh, that's going to get a fucking play now, isn't it? Oh, why do you listen to this podcast? this is my career. Who would have thought? Anyway, let's find the resistance, shall we? So if you've got this comfort zone that is rather small, and for those of you that are listening instead of watching, my index finger and thumb are creating a circle. So your comfort zone is going to be roughly this big. And every single time you get triggered, it's an opportunity for you to be able to figure out how that trigger works so that you can expand that comfort zone. And for those that are listening instead of watching, my hands got bigger. So then from here, it's every time we get triggered, boom, we learn from that trigger. Why is it here? How can we deal with it for when it inevitably comes up again in the future? And the comfort zone begins to expand to a point of everything that previously triggered you no longer triggers you, because you know how to handle it and you've dealt with it before. So it gives you the confidence to know that no matter what is going to come your way, you can handle it because you're confident and you've empowered yourself and you have the fucking tools and strategies to be able to move through in life without being triggered by someone saying, oh, well, you shouldn't track calories because it's fucking obsessive. No. Fucking, yeah, I'm not even gonna tangent on that one. It's just no. It's just no. If you're getting triggered by calories being obsessive, or someone when they say they track calories and you go, that's obsessive. No. It's really not. It's just a tool to be able to measure anything. That's all I'm going to say on the matter, because I could go for fucking ages on that one. But of course, when you're triggered, it's a point for self-reflection. Why did that trigger me? Why did this hurt me? Is this my ego taking over? And if you want to get into the fucking holistic health guru specialist now, is this my ego taking over? Is this something that is offensive to me? Why do I find it offensive? And everything is going to be personal and fucking unique to you. All right? I need you to know that. Everything triggering and offensive that has happened to you because of your belief systems and the way that you were either brought up, and or every decision and every piece of information that you have ever consumed has formed you as the person that you are. Exact same for me. That's just who I am. It's what I do based on all the information that has been presented to me in my past and what I've chosen to do with that information, either hold on to it or let it go. That has formed who I am today. And there's going to be times where in 2 years' time, 3 years' time, 6 months from now, I may have a different belief system because of new information that was presented to me. That's called being a fucking adult. That's called growing and evolving and becoming a better person. We all do it. So we're looking for resistance. That's what we want to do. Because if you really want a better life and if you really want to be changing your life, you need to be looking for the answers that you need to be doing and that need to be said, as opposed to the things that you want to be hearing. Because if you wanted a playback system, or you just wanted to know that, hey, eating a whole lemon meringue on Tuesday at 6 p.m, that's okay, go for it. Then just put yourself on a fucking voice recording and say that it's okay, and then listen back to it. You don't have to pay coaches to be able to do that. You can just do it yourself because it's that fucking simple and easy. So if you want a voicing system, or you just want to hear your own thoughts and be like, yeah, that's good, save your money. Put it on record and then play it back to yourself. That's as easy as it can be. But if you really want a better life, and if you want to be tested, and if you want to grow, and if you want to improve everything about who you are and what you do, and ultimately your health and fitness, get a coach who's going to tell you what you need to hear. Or better yet, when you meet resistance, why is it here? It's probably telling us what we need to hear. So how can we take that information, either take it on board or let it go, adapt to it, or completely fuck it off altogether and keep moving forward? So then by doing that, by meeting the resistance head on and deciding, do I want to take this on board and learn from it? What is the cost benefit of it? Or should I just fucking leave it and then go back to the drawing board and start again? That's going to give you the answer that you need in order to improve your life, to get you to where you want to be going and having the life that you want to be living. If you are a previous or current one-on-one client, I inevitably will say, or have said, or you have heard me say, when we get to the end of this program and when we finish, my goal is to make sure that you can just wake up and have the life that you want to be living, and you don't have to put a fucking second thought into it. You can just go wake up, live your life, do whatever the fuck it is that you want, and know that you're going to get positive benefits from it, because we've expanded that comfort zone from here out to here because of all the resistance that we've had during the coaching program. Now that we've done exactly what we said we were going to do, we made ourselves redundant because we coached you so fucking well. And Laura and Lindsay are going to do the exact same thing that I'm going to do for you as well, is we're going to expand that comfort zone to put you in a position to make us redundant so you can just wake up stress-free, go about your lifestyle, and just know that it's going to be a positive benefit in the end. And that's it. That's how fucking easy it is. Here is resistance. It's going to tell us what we need to hear. Do we adapt? Or do we go back to the drawing board? Figure out whatever it is. Move through it so that when you're finished with coaching, or when you are at a point where it is just you instead of your coach and, you know, two weekly check-ins. Oh my God, I said that again. I feel like you all know what I'm trying to say. You get a coaching call a week and an email. So there's two coaching check-in points every single week. There we go. That's what I wanted to say. Instead of two weekly, instead of fortnightly. Because anyway, all right, well, I fucked it. Anyway. So that's what we're looking for. Find the resistance. It'll tell you the answer that you need as opposed to what you want. And that's how you're going to better your life. And that's how you're going to actually find sustainable change. If you have questions on this, let us know. A little housekeeping, by the way. We do have the community Discord that is free to everyone. That is either based on when this podcast comes out. If this comes out on the 11th, well, you know what? On the 13th of October, the free community Discord is going to be opening up. All you have to do is just verify yourself that you're not a robot and or a troll. If you are a troll, then I'll just fucking boot you for life. It's that simple. But otherwise, a free community Discord is going to be there for essentially what is the one-on-one closed private community that we already have, except I'm obviously keeping that free. Sorry, I'm keeping that for one-on-one, like high-end paying clients. And then this free community Discord is going to be the exact same in terms of exercise tips and chats, literally anything that's like memes and GIFs and all that fun stuff, anything for nutrition, anything for mindset. It's essentially to create a community that we already have, but in a free access point of giving you a voice to be able to say, hey, Trav, or Laura, or Lindsay, or Tennille, it would be awesome if we had this in the program, or if you had this or offered this, I would buy this. That's what we're going to be paying attention to. But then also, do you have any advice for this? It's really to ask the coaches on a one-on-one or community setting to be able to say, I would like this, or can you help me with this? Because A, we're either going to get free content out of it so that we can say, hey, do you mind if we repurpose this for a TikTok or an Instagram or a Facebook or a podcast or something like that? It's also going to be a point where there is a podcast thing in there, a channel in there. So we're going to be posting, hey, here's a new Instagram post, here's a new YouTube post, here's a new podcast for you. If you don't like them, mute them. It's that simple. Because that's obviously the cost that it is. Hey, here's our social media. If you want all of this free advice and whatever, then we're going to pump some marketing in there just to, you know, if it's free, it's free. There's got to be a win and a cost benefit, exactly what I've just said. But there's also a podcast thing in there for what topics would you like to hear? What would you like us to talk about, rant on? What do you think would be a good idea? What would you like anything in the Fitness Genie to be or become? So that's essentially what we're creating it for. And really just to give you a fuckload of value for free as well. So yeah, keep an eye open for that. And if you do want to see that and you do want to join, the only place that you will find the link to be able to get into there is in the Instagram bio on the Fitness Genie Instagram account. So make sure that you're, if you're not following, follow us on Instagram. But the link there for the link tree, all the links and everything are going to be in there. And I think that's it. There's one other important thing that I can't remember off the top of my head. Ah, yes. Oh no, it's in the Discord. It's in that free Discord. So the announcements and all the fun things like that on the 13th of October, the Discord is going to be live. So make sure that you are following us on Instagram because that's where we're going to be letting people know. We're also going to be posting something out in the mailing list. So again, that link in bio, you can join the mailing list and it's all going to be there for you. But otherwise, hope you're all having an amazing week. Find the resistance, figure out where you need to go, and then that's what you're after. But otherwise, have the best week in the world and I'll speak to you all soon.